Good morning, everybody. I'm glad to be here, and I'm certainly glad that yous are here. And I want to thank Pastor Diane for the invite to come here this morning. I think when we get an invitation, that's a high honor, and I certainly feel that way today. I want to say the smudging ceremony that took place a little bit earlier. There's four elements to life: earth, wind, fire and water. Each one of those elements were inclusive in that ceremony this morning. So I think that's very important to understand. I just want to give a little bit about myself. 61 years old. I went to a boarding school, and that's my extent to my education. Really, the experiences of life is what educated me. So these things, these social forces, these socialization process is what shaped my view of the world. And I was raised here in Duluth, also on the Central Hillside. My father, when we relocated here, raised us as Catholics on the in the Central Hillside on 4th Street there. And so I had teachings in that way also. But before that, I was have a foundation in Ojibwe Ishichigang, the way we do things in Ojibwe country. So I always gravitate back to a foundation. That is a very beautiful way of seeing the world. And we know that things come. Someday we'll need those things that the wise ones, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, our parents have taught us. And we in turn teach our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. Seven generations are tied in the things that we say and the things that we do. So all the way one's back to the future. And I think it's important to acknowledge our ancestors. And because we know that in this country called the United States, that things are not so united today. And that in fact, the flesh, blood, and bones of indigenous peoples make up the topsoil of this land. So we have tremendous ties to this land. We talk about the interdependence with the flyers, the walkers, the crawlers, the swimmers. All are interdependent. In our cosmology, our worldview, we see the Chimanitu Oki, where the great mystery abides. And then we don't know, we cannot see, so we know that to be whole, we have to acknowledge and believe in the unseen before things are whole. And I think that's the way we see things in Chimanitu Oki. Some things that we can see are Anungo Kwan, the star world, the universe. And as we come a little bit closer to our Mother Earth, then we see Debekigis, Minoa Chigis, the sun and the night sun, the moon. And then we come to our Mother Earth, and we see how we are nourished and with life and given life from our mother. These concepts were a problem to the first wave of immigrants that come. So we have to understand how we were coming to the way of thinking that we do. And on our Mother Earth, we know things are in order. There is an order to things. The rock nation, the mountains, were here first to bring stability. And then we see the seedlings, the grasses, the trees. These came next, and they brought oxygen for life and the ability to breathe. And then the animals came in all their forms, the walkers, the crawlers, the swimmers, the flyers. They came, so they were here to bring brotherhood to us as a people. And last was Anishinaabe, original man. And we see the order of things. So we cannot say that we are above any of those. We're interdependent, and in fact, we cannot live without them. In our worldview, in our cosmology, it is animate, the rock nation of people. So I wanted to sound that out, and especially that Anishinaabe live in a natural, with natural law, in spiritual law. When we live in this way, we know that natural law will bring us, we will be healthier. They tell us to, in the cycle of things, the cycle of seasons, the cycle of day and night, that we are to be in rhythm and harmony, balance. And we found out that balance is much more important than equality of any kind. So natural law is what we see. We have lines of demarcation, which is the sun and the moon. But in this, closer to our Mother Earth, we see borders of sorts that cause, man-made laws cause these problems. The winds go across, our language goes across, the clouds go across, the streams go across naturally. It is when man-made laws come that we find our problems then. So natural law. Spiritual law is what we hear much talk about in America today. And we know that we have journeyed away from a spiritual way of seeing the world and of being and how to treat one another. So we know that these things are real. And oftentimes we just talk about the spiritual ways, being kind to one another, lifting one another. This gospel that we hear so much about when I was a boy, I do not see being practiced in this nation as it should be. We know that we have to give wholeheartedly of ourselves to do these things. Each and every day we welcome one another, we lift one another's spirits. We tell our little ones not to be abrasive with your language, but to say nice things to lift one's spirit, because we're all struggling. No matter who you are, when we look at one another, we have our challenges, we have our needs, we have our struggles. So we know that those things. Spiritual law brings us happiness. We're not looking for great riches. We're looking to be happy. And so we embrace spiritual law. You know, as we think about a worldview, there's some things that we're challenged with. Colonialism, capitalism, racism, patriarchy. These things are intertwined, and we hear much about those things. Colonialism, as it come to this country and imposed a way of life and the hardships of oppression. No matter how much we as a people, as indigenous peoples, try to show our fealty, our loyalty, our allegiance to the flag, the Pledge of Allegiance and honoring of the flag and things, the law of oppression is at work against us in this land. So we know these things. About colonialism, capitalism is a predatory way of, and it's become a political economy, so it really brings hardships, extended hardships to the people. Racism, we know, is an affront against humanity. We know it's not for the best of all of us as a people. And patriarchy has only been a couple thousand years that we see a patriarchal society. We need moves towards more of a matriarchal society. And I don't mean that just the women are in lead of everything, but in fact that things are more balanced and harmonious with one another as a species. We've been raced in America. You have been raced. And we come into being raced. All of us are born into this. We know that in America, there is a root paradigm that we are socialized into, where there's a dominion over all things, a hierarchy of life, and a male transcendent God. And we know that there's some of the chaos and confusion that is happening today in this society globally is because of that socialization of social forces that force us to look at the world through that lens. There's a problem with dominion over a thing. everything. There's a problem with the hierarchy of life, because in America, the hierarchy of life is based on skin tone. So we have the white man at the top and the black man at the bottom, and all others in between. And hierarchy of life is a problem. A male transcendent God is seen, our language doesn't say if the great mystery is a male or if the great mystery is a female. We don't know that, it's a mystery. There's things that are unseen that we know that make up a whole. So we know about Chimanito. I've asked other scholars, not saying I'm a scholar, but other folks that did the scholarly work in the different religions, and they too say that they defer to the great mystery as a man. And I say, and in that deference, then is that where the oppression comes to the women in this country? We live in a very sick society, a very violent society to all peoples, a very poor society. It's said that we're a rich society, but I believe that we're a very poor society. When we know that there is 40 million more poor white people than African American people in this country, we know these things. But we know that we've been duped into believing that the person of color is the problem. So these things permeate throughout. They're embedded in every institution in this country. We talk about a cosmology. We talk about a philosophy, and through that philosophy, then we know that we have values, and from those values stem actions, and then our actions lead to these institutions that we see that are institutions of oppression. So U.S. has been formed on the destruction of other nations. There are nations of people that no longer exist. Indigenous peoples have lived through generations upon generations, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years of these things that happen, oppression that comes to the land. So we've lived through genocide, extermination, an American Holocaust, if you will. So indigenous peoples know how difficult life can be in an oppressive state. A very violent state, because that if they say that if you form your nation on the destruction of other nations, you've already sown the very seeds of your own destruction. So we don't talk about a revolution to be hurting people or one another, but we want to talk about a moral and values revolution of thought. Really, where we re-spiritualize the people, and that we in fact love one another and really truly lift one another's spirits. And while we do these things like that, we show the young people what they're capable of doing also, and they follow our lead, because giganawaba megashichigeyan, you're being watched in the things you do by all, especially the young ones. So we know that we're left with the turmoil and the chaos and confusion of today. We've got the climate change that is happening, environmental destruction. We have a global pandemic, and we have these political economics to deal with, and that we in fact are struggling. So we look for the truth, and we want to build relationships with one another. We want to build relationships with those mysteries that are all around. We want to build relationships with all of those life-giving forces on our Mother Earth today, and respect, so that we in fact have the right to exist, the right to flourish, and the right to be sustainable, all peoples. So I'm just grateful today to be a part of this community here, and we know that the community is where the power is. So people, we love people, we love one another, and we love to be in brotherhood and sisterhood. So I want to thank you for hearing my humble words here this morning. Thank you.